Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you. We update it every day. Probably more than a dozen brand new pieces of information every day. So you multiply that by seven and you see, kind of get a picture about how much new stuff is up there all the time. And of course, after 14 and a half years of having the website up, you can imagine how many thousands of pieces of information that are there that I and my Brain Trust members have put together for you. The written word, the spoken word, the videos are there as well, and the books, so many resources there. Most of it, all of it, there is on my website is free. And much of the stuff from our Brain Trust members are free, including the stuff that you can find, the great resources you can find at Karen Cortell Reisman's website. Put a .com on the end of her name, and you can find out all about that. Her books, Karen. You I know you help people with their ability to communicate, to tell their story, to get their message out, and whatever they might need help with with a spoken word, especially. And you work with people in a virtual way as well, not only face to face, but you work with people if they're on the other side of the planet. You can work with them like that.
Absolutely. I work with people all over the world.
Yeah.
And I work with professionals just in the past week with attorneys and neuropsychologists and private equity owners and with a political candidate. And with all of these people in these various industries, what I share with them is how to share their information in a way that's more fun for them and have a better chance of retention by the people that they're trying to reach. And that is all through telling stories. Stories make your message stick.
And it's the key to the future for success in small business, because as you and I think you agree with me, Karen, that your story and the way you tell stories about your business and your products and your services and your values for serving customers, etc., the way you tell those stories may be the only thing that differentiates you from your competitors, because everything else is a commodity, isn't it?
Right. When you start off in the selling process, you're one can of beans in a store. And how can you make your can of beans unique is by sharing not only what you do, not only how you do it, but why you do it.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you get up in the morning to do this job? So let's talk about storytelling from a different aspect, and that is, what's a good story versus a one that might not be so good? I think that they have to absolutely relate to the message you're trying to share. So you're not going to tell a story just for a story's sake. It has to make a point. And I want our listeners to practice this, not with your next huge selling situation, but you can practice it in your everyday life. What I've told clients is that we're often asked, and we even did during the break, we said, how are your children? And one thing you can do, instead of saying the data about your kids, let's just say my child is X years old and goes to X school and is studying blah, blah, tell a story about your child. Tell something about your child that in the story shares the data, and so it's not boring. It's not boring for you. It's not boring for your listeners. That's just a way to start practicing, crafting your thoughts without just blabbing the data.
Another thing you can do, Karen, this is why I encourage small business owners to stay connected to their industry thought leadership, the industry publications or whatever, is when you're talking to people, if you are talking about product and the customer obviously now wants to talk about product, share some information that you learned on maybe some research that the industry's conducted or some kind of anecdote from something that you've read about the product, how people use it, whatever it may be. Blend that into more than just we have five colors and we can have it there day after tomorrow.
Well, that's so true. You try to get away from doing a data dump,
mm-hmm.
and add the color, and that makes the message stick. I often give my clients a sieve, not a sponge. We're not sponges. We're sieves. We're sieve heads. And you just think of everybody you're talking to as wearing a sieve on top of their head. 100% goes in, and 75% goes through the sieve, and that's on a great day. When you've got wonderful content, you're really organized, and you've got a phenomenal delivery. Your style is just totally cool. And therefore, what 25% do you want your listener to remember? And then when I go a little deeper, I say, okay, how can we even keep more of the stuff in the sieve? And that's through telling the story. So that's what I want our listeners to remember today. Tell a story. Okay, what not to do? You do not have to tell something in chronological order. Things happen to us, obviously, in an order.
Right.
But you don't have to share it that way. You can get to the end first, then go back and say the beginning. You can try to make it short.
You do not have to keep talking endlessly. You can do a prequel, can't you? Hey, Karen, thanks for being here.
Sequel, prequel, sort of the Alfred Hitchcock method.
Good job today. Karen Cortell-Reisman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.